Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Hello, word nerds. Thank you very much for joining me on this next episode of The Dictionary. First word for today, and I do recommend that you listen to these in order, because the dictionary and all the words in it will be completely confusing to you if you don't. But this first word is actually related to one of the last words in the last episode. This word is acerbic, A-C-E-R-B-I-C. This is an adjective from 1865. Definition is acid in temper, mood, or tone, as in acerbic commentary, or an acerbic reviewer. Acerbically is the adverb. Next we have acerbity, A-C-E-R-B-I-T-Y, a noun from 1572, the quality of being acerbic. Next is acerola, I think that's the correct pronunciation, A-C-E-R-O-L-A, a noun from 1945, relatively recently. Any of various West Indian shrubs, genus Malpighia, of the family Malpighiaceae. Ooh, look, our suffix has come into play. With mildly acid cherry-like fruits, very rich in vitamin C. And I'll just read the entire definition without the genus information. Any of various West Indian shrubs with mildly acid cherry-like fruits, very rich in vitamin C. And there is some etymology. It looks like it's saying American Spanish from Spanish, regular Spanish, which says fruit of a shrub. Crataegus acerolus. And that is from, I believe, the Arab Al-Zurur. A, parentheses, dash, Z-U, apostrophe, R-U-R. So I'm not sure what that, it doesn't say what the definition of that is. Moving on. This is acesulfame K. A-C-E-S-U-L-F-A-M-E dash capital K. This is a noun from 1982, even more recent than the one from 1945. A white crystalline or crystalline powder, C4H4KNO4S, that is a cyclic organic potassium salt, has a sweetness much more intense than sucrose, and is used as a non-caloric sweetener in foods and beverages, called also acesulfame potassium. Acesulfame is, it is spelled the same way. Okay, I think K is the periodic table symbol for potassium, if I'm not mistaken. And I would not have known that off the top of my head. I'm only maybe remembering that because it mentions potassium here. And the etymology is a few different words or forms of words combined together. First, we have acet, A-C-E-T, plus sulf, S-U-L-F, I'm guessing that's sulfur, plus A-M-E, as in aspartame. Oh, is acesulfame K aspartame? Interesting. If it is, that stuff is not good for you. Moving on, we have a prefix, it looks like, acet, A-C-E-T, which I think is the same prefix from the last one, or aceto, A-C-E-T-O, which is a combined form, combination form, from, doesn't give me a year, acetic acid, or acetyl, or as in acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L. This is from French and Latin, acet, acetum or acetum, which means vinegar, akin to the Latin acere or acere, which means to be sour, and acer, A-C-E-R, which means sharp, and there's more at the word edge. Next we have acetabulum, I think that's right, noun from 1661, one, a ventral sucker of a trematode, T-R-E-M-A-T-O-D-E. It's not a toad or a frog. I don't know what a trematode is. Maybe I will look that up. Two, the cup-shaped socket in the hip bone. Acetabular is an adjective. And the etymology says it's from Latin, literally the word vinegar cup, from acetum or acetum, which means vinegar. So I wonder how a word that means vinegar or vinegar cup turned into a ventral sucker or a cup-shaped socket. I don't think it cares about vinegar at all. I think it's just the cup shape is how they got to this word. Moving on. Acetal, noun. It's spelled A-C-E-T-A-L, from 1853. Any of various compounds characterized by the grouping C-O-R-2, the O-R is in parentheses, these are chemistry symbols, and obtained especially by heating aldehydes or ketones with alcohols. The etymology looks like it's taking azet, A-Z-E-T, or aket, A-C-E-T, plus the first two letters al from the word alcohol. So if you know much about science and chemistry, maybe you understand why they put all that together. Although I could look back at acet, A-C-E-T, and it's acetic acid. So acetic acid and alcohol, maybe that's what acetal is. Next is acetaldehyde, another chemistry word, noun from 1877, a colorless, volatile, water-soluble liquid, aldehyde, used chiefly in organic synthesis. And the chemical form is C2H4O. Next we have acetamide, A-C-E-T-A-M-I-D-E. Noun from 1869, a white crystalline amide of acetic acid used especially as a solvent and in organic synthesis. And the chemical symbols are C2H5NO. Next we have acetaminophen, noun from 1958, a crystalline compound that is a hydroxy derivative of acetanilide or acetanilide, and is used in chemical synthesis and in medicine to relieve pain and fever. And the chemical symbols are C8H9NO2. This is a very science-heavy episode. If you're not into that, I apologize. And if you are, you're welcome. Next, we have acetanilide. I think that's the word I had trouble with in the previous one. Or acetanilid, with no E at the end. This is a noun, circa 1864. A white crystalline compound that is derived from aniline and acetic acid and is used especially to relieve pain or fever. Very similar to the last one. Chemical symbol is C8H9NO. Next we have acetate, A-C-E-T-A-T-E. Noun from 1788. 1. A salt or ester of acetic acid. Ester is spelled E-S-T-E-R. 2. We have this synonym, cellulose acetate, or cellulose acetate. Also, something as a textile fiber made from cellulose acetate. 3. A phonograph recording disc made of an acetate or coated with cellulose acetate. Next is acetalamide. I don't know what that is. A-C-E-T-A-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E. This is from 1954. A diuretic drug used especially in the treatment of edema associated with congestive heart failure and of glaucoma, and in the prevention and treatment of altitude sickness. And the chemical symbols are C4H6N4O3S2. Sounds like I'm just making up letters and numbers, putting them together, but I'm not. Next, we have acetic acid. This is, it's saying that this is related to vinegar again. 1758, a colorless, pungent liquid acid that is the chief acid of vinegar, there we go, and that is used especially in synthesis as of plastics. And the chemical symbols are C2H4O2. Next is acetic anhydride. That's two separate words. First word is acetic, A-C-E-T-I-C, and the second word is A-N-H-Y-D-R-I-D-E. Noun from 1866, a colorless liquid with a pungent odor used in organic synthesis as of cellulose acetate and aspirin. Chemical symbols are C4H6O3. Acetify, A-C-E-T-I-F-Y. This is a transitive verb circa 1828, to turn into acetic acid or vinegar. Acetification is a noun. And let's see, do we do this next one? I'm going to turn the page. Let's see how long the definition is. Yeah, it's not too bad. We'll do this one. Acetoacetic acid. So acetoacetic is actually one word, A-C-E-T-O-A-C-E-T-I-C. This is a noun, and there's a bunch of etymology that I'm not even going to read because I don't think it's going to help anybody. And I won't describe it correctly. Circa 1900. Turn the page to page 10. An unstable acid that is a ketone body found in abnormal quantities in the blood and urine in some conditions, as diabetes. And the chemical symbol is C4H6O3. And that is the end of the episode. These headphones are squeezing my head and it hurts. So, I will be back later to record more. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer signing off from The Dictionary. Goodbye.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.